Today, Akram. Rodrigo Argueta requested an excused absence. Fred Blair.
Present.
Lydia Persson.
Here.
Stephen Brooks.
Here.
Chris Condon.
Here.
John Crumshaw.
Present.
John DeCimio requested an excused absence. Ariana Gladney requested an excused absence. Tej Graywall.
Presente.
Kim Kaufman. Fred Klunder. Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Brenda Medina and then Dutch Merritt requested excused absences. Margie Murray.
Here.
Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker.
Here.
Steve Fry.
Here.
Summer Reed. Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
John Wenger.
Here.
Lamont Yeakey. Is there anyone here online neglected to call?
There's two people over here, not in the room.
I count 13.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I made one extra
girl. And Lee Bazan is off the phone.
Okay. So, absence requests are for John DeCimio, Brenda Medina, Rodrigo, Argueta, Dutch Merritt, Ariana Gladney.
No, that's not working, John.
Any objection?
And that's when your phone rings, somebody has to run out and...
Are there any objections?
Yeah.
Seeing none. Absences. Stand of the key. Absences. Move to the next item. Approval of the agenda.
Looking to amend. The general manager also requested to do that with 50 well. And so that whole block of time, I think, is the general manager has to move that from the detail, so that black time the DM report is not needed, and believe that we have correctly people from the from the search committee that we filmed the last time, so I'd like to put that on the agenda.
Excuse me, Michael, I can't hear you.
Sorry, I said that the DM is not going to be here. We need to correctly excuse that from the detail. Since that block of time is available, I'd like to amend the agenda to put the program director search committee, which was not dealt with last time, on the agenda at a fairly high point on the agenda. So.
I will second that.
So I guess it said wrong than before.
Are there any objections?
I don't object to having an amendment as well. I'd like to request a 5-minute. Just in case the guy from the community advisory board don't show up, that he'd be given 5 minutes to address the board.
From where?
David Johnson from the camp.
Oh.
Because he's been here for the last 2 meetings, yeah. And I forgot to do that, so.
Is that during the time slot for the general manager?
Yeah, it's just possible.
Is there a second to... So the motion now, there's no objection. The motion now is to change item number 4 from the general manager's report between two items, one of them being?
I have something additional too, I forgot. I also would like the GM for the July meeting to address the June and May reports, the GM reports for May and June and July.
Can we get? Right now we're amending the agenda in place of the general manager report, and then...
I don't know if that's appropriate at this
time. It's not, we'll do that in government.
Yes, I recommend that sort of government.
Okay. So the motion on the floor right now is to replace item number 4, general manager report, with the split between making a committee for the program and allotting 5 minutes of that time for a CAB committee report. Replacing item number 4 with a program director search committee formation and 5 minutes for a CAB report to the community. CAB committee report to the community, provided that Dave Johnston attends the meeting. Excuse everything, A and B?
4 and 5. As a point of information, I guess, on item 10, I saw a number of emails going on around it, and it raised a question in my mind I don't know the answer to. Perhaps John does, he's head of the governance committee. Those motions... Was there a quorum at the hearing? Is there a quorum requirement? I mean, when you held the meeting in which these motions were decided to be on the agenda, were there other members of the committee present? If so, was there a quorum present? Or doesn't that matter? I honestly don't know.
I just noticed a thing here. The answer to your question is no, there was not a quorum. And the second thing is motion B, I don't know anything about. John Gary asked me a note, sent me an email asking about this, but I don't know this motion. That must be John Gary's motion.
No, I thought John. John and I both, I meant to exchange an email saying that, and Margie too, saying that we didn't think it was appropriate to be on the agenda.
So since item B is not mine. John Gary sent me a note asking for it. I was busy today doing a bunch of things. I didn't have a chance to say, I don't know anything about this motion or where it come from. It comes to me evidently from John Gary.
I got that email from the Chair of the Governance Committee with that posted on it when I received it.
But who sent it?
At any rate, I would like the appropriate time to make a motion to strike it.
Okay, at appropriate time.
So this question is directed to John. John, didn't we have some carryover motions from the last meeting for governance having to do with actually the committee formations because they have not been announced?
The answer to that is we were going to do the work when we met this month, but we didn't. We never got together.
Okay.
So
no,
we
that's
didn't.
Right.
But potentially, you're right.
Okay.
Out of order or something. Could people reposition those? We only have 4 mics out there today, which is a broken cord. So if you could sit at the same table and pass the mics around so they're more evenly distributed.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
If there was no governance committee,
don't worry about it.
Why would we have a governance report?
I'd pass that mic.
If there was no meeting, because we had a governance report last month, it's already up to date. If there was no
can't hear you.
Sorry. If there was no governance committee meeting, it seems to me that there shouldn't be a governance committee report because we have one last month and there's been no meeting since. So why have a report?
I agree.
I agree.
We do have a motion on the floor about number 4 and 5. You can make a motion out of that.
I did make a motion to remove the governance committee report if there wasn't a governance committee populated for this past month.
I'll second that motion.
I still haven't voted on 4 and 5.
We had it voted. It passes without objection, A and B, for 4 and 5, the program search committee formation, and then CAB committee report. Okay. Are there any objections?
No.
Okay, seeing none, passes by acclamation. And we move to the next motion on the floor regarding item number 10.
I'd like to make a motion to strike it completely as governance does not meet.
Second.
Are there any objections?
Yeah, I do object to that. There's a governance issue that's pressing. I was the only member that met in the governance committee. The problem is that finance committee is now taken to meet at a time that conflicts with the national governance thing. And I really think we have policy. If we don't have policy, then we need to create policy so that our committees don't step on each other and meet at the same times. And I sent out a whole bunch of emails answering the specifics about that. It is worthy of discussion, and if you postpone it for another month, then it doesn't have to be a governance committee report. It's a governance issue, and I can just bring it up as a governance issue. But the problem is, finance committee is currently scheduled to meet the third Monday of the month when national governance meets, and that's a problem because I need to be in both places at once.
Yeah, I think Margie's motion is in order. I think the fact that I'm a member of the governance committee, and there was a whole ball of confusion surrounding possibility of meeting, and we didn't meet. So I would like to encourage John to, as an individual, present that governance issue. Other than that, I think we called the question on deleting the governance committee report.
I'd like to call a question.
Okay.
Point of information? Point of information is, and Michael, I don't have my notes with me, but our next finance committee meeting is scheduled for the day time, so actually I think...
No conflict.
There would be no conflict then, correct? Okay. I just thought it was
for that.
You can save time by not doing it. So there's no objection to striking item number 10 of governance?
I object, and I'd like to give my reasons. Any member of the LSB may present a motion directly to the LSB without going through a committee. The LSB may then refer to a committee for study, but I will take it that this motion, even if it didn't go through a properly noticed governance committee, is placed on the table by a member, and I will second it.
Second his objection?
No, I will second the motion.
But regular motions are not in order at this time. If John wants to make a motion, he can later ask for recognition, make a motion during the course of the meeting itself. We're trying to set the agenda and get it out of the way. We can have the meeting. If a member makes a motion, it has to be seconded, and then it's new business.
Yeah. Okay, but it's not an issue for July because we're going to take it in the morning.
I'm going to call the question.
Yes, I'm
over there. Right. We'll take a vote. Is there still conflict?
No.
Is there any objections to removing item number 10? You have objections to removing the governance committee?
Well, no, but I mean, that is accurate that any member can make the motion seconded. It'll be on new business, and that is part of the agenda. So then you should be okay on that. That's it.
Seeing none? Governance item number 10 is. Chicken?
I think improperly, but I don't care.
Are there any other amendments to the agenda?
In view of the absence of the general manager, I'd like to add 10 minutes to the public comment.
Very nice, John. We are the last voter. Is there any objection to adding 10 minutes of public comment? Can you see where we would move the tag on to each section?
Madam Chair, point of order, I think that what just happened is exceedingly improper. And it is the time to submit new motions when an agenda is being discussed. This is the time, actually, to submit new motions. A motion has been submitted and seconded. I think that what has just happened is exceedingly improper, and I object.
Did you just move 10B? Did you just move that motion?
We don't know the motion now.
It goes to new business.
Executive session. That's my motion.
We're trying to fix the agenda here, so I need some assistance in understanding this, please. The motion 10B about the motion request that GM to take the CI table, you would like that to be under new business item number 14. Is that the motion?
I guess so. I'm not following it with that degree of specificity, but I did want to second a motion that I believe had been already made to go into new business.
Is there a second to put item number 10B as item number 14, new business?
Mine was the second.
No, well, who made the original motion?
John.
I'll make it. Does anyone want to second it, John?
I'll second it.
Okay, well, Wanger, I think we're going
to take it. Are there any objections to moving item number 10B to 14?
We haven't quite gotten there yet, sorry.
So we're going
to... It's made the second vote.
We'll take a vote. Those in favor of adding item number 10B to 14 under new business, the motion, please raise your hand. Those in favor. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Those not in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4. Abstentions? 2. Carried. Item number 10B will be now item number 14 in new business. Chuck, you had an amendment?
To add additional 10 minutes to public comment in lieu of the general manager's absence. We have extra time.
Ample second.
Is there an objection to adding 10 minutes for a public to make comment?
No, there's no general
one, guys. Motion carries. We'll add okay. Any further amendments to the agenda? Seeing none, agenda stands as approved. We move to item number 1B, approval of the minutes in the May 18th meeting.
I just have one addition to the Mr. Klunder. arrived late and he was not completely absent. So.
No, he didn't arrive late to this meeting, right?
He arrived in time for the executive session.
That's a different
meeting.
Yeah.
Same people.
Same people, different meeting. Sorry. Any further amendments? Yeah, no, I just want to point out, and by the way, the reason he was late is because you know, we weren't told we were going to be receiving these PMB alerts, which are wonderful, except that if you're not used to reading the 4 p.m. as Eastern time, he just looked at 4 p.m. and thought our meeting was going to start at 4 p.m.
Okay.
And so I had to, and that's why he showed up close to 4 p.m. But anyway, so let's just all be cognizant of the fact that when we receive those, it's always Eastern time if it's coming from the PMB alert system.
Wait, it won't always be, but it should always be.
They don't actually move the minutes.
I'm waiting for somebody.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, the minutes stand approved for the May 18th meeting. Next item, ground rules for communication. Please let's be mindful of sharing the microphone so everybody has their voice. Today, respectfully and in order, to hear and to listen to each other, and so we can get to our resolutions in the time of the meeting. Yes. Okay. Next item, 1F announcement. Michael?
I think we should take note that today is the fifth anniversary of the passing of the former chair of the LSP, Don White, died 5 years ago today. Today is also Juneteenth. It's the Black African American holiday to celebrate the awareness in Texas of the passage of the Emancipation Proclamation several years earlier. So I believe that's the 150th anniversary. And then today is also the 60th anniversary of the execution of the Rosenbergs during the Cold War.
60th. Any other announcements? I have a couple announcements. Number one, June 1st is now in the city of Santa Monica commemorated as Nick Galvadon Day. So there was a celebration. He was a black surfer. So down at Inkwell, there's a statue, and the Black Surfers Collective in Hilda Bay, and some other groups were out there. And so every June 1st, that's when we commemorated with the City of Santa Monica. Supervisor Mark Ruby Thomas was out there also. There was a big article in the LA Times about it. And also, I am proud to announce that KPFK has officially done an assembly at Roosevelt High School. Matt Perez and Traffic, him and co-producer Chetty, they came to the school and performed for the students. Lalo Altanav came with Jeff Kelly, another co-producer, Billion Godson from Freedom Now, producer, he also came and spoke, and other community members who have their records have been played on CPSK also came to perform. And they're all looking forward to doing that again and bringing in some listenership also for the students and getting them to use that specific app.
Great.
So that's we're at an environmental social policy school too, so that's being expanded into other campuses. That was May 23rd, Thursday, at Roosevelt.
Yeah, I just want to mention, in terms of Don White, we're meeting in the Don White room. It will be, as soon as we finish the movie, we will officially have an event here and have his photograph permanently mounted somewhere in the suite. And actually, both rooms will be dedicated to him, and we'll invite his family and so forth.
Okay.
That's great news for the compañero, as you were saying. I wanted to announce Russell Mamu Schultz event at the Southern California Library. Russell Mamu Schultz is a political prisoner, former Black Panther that's been in prison now for over 32 years, right, Michael?
Yes. June 27th.
And in solitary confinement for the last 28 years, right? So there's a movement to have him move to general population, and that may be happening soon as a result of the popular pressure and the movement that has been put upon the Federal Bureau of Prisons. So that'll be the 27th at South at 6:30 at the Southern California Library for Social Research and Science.
His sister will be there.
And his daughter will be there.
Show. Are there any further announcements? If no one wants the next item, scheduling, location, and announcement of meetings. The next LOC meeting is scheduled for the first Saturday meeting.
But not at 7 p.m.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I want to ask for a special meeting at this point or not, but I think that we need to think about having a special meeting dedicated exclusively to the budget. That this may not be soon enough, depending on how quickly the budget process moves forward, but I'd like people to think about maybe two meetings in August.
Not
your line. Important. Very important. I'm just not sure how rapidly the process is going to move forward. It may be this meeting has to be dedicated to the budget, in which case we have to have another meeting to take care of the rest of the business that we're not dealing with. So, one way or the other, I think it's probably in August.
Also, August, the fundraise. The fundraise dates, I think, that are being looked at. I don't know if that was keep in mind also.
Yeah, I want to say, as usual, I'll have this as a fallback. But in the course of moving and going through all of my papers, I ran across the local advisory board papers and how we used to schedule meetings, that when we did schedule them in different places, it was always at the invitation of a particular organization.
Local.
So therefore, then you had it populated by people that were not accustomed to seeing them. We were actually invited there. Mm-hmm. And so rather than when we look for new places, mm-hmm. just logistically going to a new place, mm-hmm. is that make sure that it's in conjunction with some group or organization that can have both a presence. And we always had to make a little presentation also. And it was, you know, incredibly useful. And I think we've got membership out of that.
Work. Yeah, I'll do this throughout the evening. It's a problem. I'll be willing to keep time. We're over our time limit on this question, as we have on all questions so far. So we're over our time on this question, and so if people want to extend time, the proper way to do it would be to make a motion to extend time.
I was looking at that. I thought we still had 20 seconds, but...
No, we're way over.
This is a new item.
I know what it is.
So the next meeting will be Saturday, July 20th, please make an edit on your agenda that it says 1 p.m. And then the location will be determined.
If no one's going to look at it, then let's just announce that it'll be here. But if someone's going to actually find something,
I'm in the process of also something.
What day is that?
Saturday,
July 20th. Anything else for this agenda item? Number 3, implementation follow-up action items. The GM is absent, so part A for him to provide that. The next item, number 3D, the 5 budget priorities, discuss these things.
We did schedule a meeting, kind of a brainstorm session at the station. There were 5 or 6 LSP members present, a number of staff members, management, and we came up with a list of 5 priority items for the budget for next year, including training, improved promotion, improving the social media presence and interactivity of the station, improving internal communication. This is particularly around resources and events that could be used by multiple shows, and I just want to see if me at the moment. But it's still open for discussion. We're going into the budget process for the coming fiscal year, so if people have further ideas, they're definitely welcome, either to the Finance Committee or here to the LEC. I sent it around two or three times to the list, so the date is on there. It was May something, May 2nd, I think.
Do you want to see
the date was May 3rd, I'm sorry, and the 5 points were advertising and social media website interactivity. Oh, that's it, video production capability. Events, calling out for renewals and sustainers, and calling back to people who call in. And training. These are all kinds of developments that would increase the station's capacity and some fundraising potential.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
In terms of A, that was already done by the GM. He emailed the staff both of this to the LSV list. So I got it.
Thank you. So that takes care of item number 3A. 3B, and item number 4 now is the PD search committee formation. Yes,
well, can we just discuss that list with him when he's here next month, or is that coughing up now? The voter list is just atrocious. I mean, there are people who I know have chose, just as a listener, have chose that were not on the list, and people that were on the list that left 10 years ago. Can that be not only discussed with him next week when he's here with his report?
Yes. Martin.
I was going to recommend the staff representatives here that they take back on. Right? And then if you're not satisfied with his response or cleanup of the list, then I would bring it to governance and we'll put it on the agenda.
It was put out with the request for correction and updating. So if you have the changes you think should be made, let them know.
People on that list no longer, because the Junction is not on the list, so who is the
I don't understand
who's updating the list on the list of that on the day? Who is he sending it to update? Because there are obviously some shows that are just not on the list.
Is a member here from the media?
I can't answer it, but I support bringing this back next week, but in the interim, having communication so that it's a meaningful response, because it's not good enough to just have two people that are on the staff. They don't know everybody that is qualified. We still don't have clarity on who is completely responsible for the unpaid programmers. I think it's our volunteer coordinator, but it needs to be codified. And then that list that was sent to us really should be sent, in my opinion, to the entire staff so that everyone can update their own program's list. There's no way that two of our members can do so.
No.
So I move that we carry the item forward next time with a recommendation that the staff members interact with him in the interim.
Second. And it's funny, there was also posted at the station outside one of the production facilities of that exact purpose. I'd rather staff to see it and make corrections.
Can you repeat your motion?
You want to carry forward that item?
The item forward to the agenda.
For the next month's meeting?
For next month's meeting, and in the interim, the staff representatives can communicate the rest of our questions.
Are there any objections? Seeing none? So move. Okay, item number 4, a PD search committee formation. So.
Okay.
Does somebody have a process in mind? This has item number A, established committee composition, LSB versus listeners. C, nominations from the floor, 7 to 11 seats available.
C, candidate statement, 1 minute each. D, teller instructions, slash distribution of ballots and voting. E, canvas and teller's report. F, election of committee officers, the chair, vice chair, secretary. And C, scheduling of PD search committee meeting.
I think it's a point of order. The committee would decide the officers.
Okay.
And the other point that might save us some time is that the last time this came up, we had the requisite number of people already volunteering to be on that committee. So if we can accept that list, if there are any additions, fine. But otherwise, we can just go with that and it's done.
There is no list. We're doing the list before. There's a list.
But there was a list. And
the motion calls for
correct. But there was a list, and so what I'm suggesting is that we take the list of people that was announced previously who had signed up. I think Kim read it and listed. I know I was among the people on the list. There were seven people.
Lydia? Okay, so. Okay, so anyway, so I think number one, if we can refresh our memory by what the PMB passed. Okay, so we should have a reading of that motion.
I either have it in an email or I have it, a separate copy.
Yeah, secondly, I don't have an objection for the people that signed up to be on the committee, but as we know and as Terry Goodman pointed out previously, is that nominations can be made at any time from the floor. But the PMB gave a broad spectrum, and this PMB motion came after the formation of the previous PD search. So we need to vote as to how many people we think should be on this committee, and just go through the list that John Gary had, minus one thing that I can't remember, but anyway. But we should decide tonight on a convener, just someone to set the meeting, not a chair, to help set the meeting.
Okay, so first we're going to, I think...
Well, I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea where we're at. I've heard contrasting thoughts put forward, so this is, I guess, a point of information. Some people, John, seem to think there's a list. I've not seen it. I do vaguely remember it going around, I think, at some point. And apparently people signed up saying they'd be interested in being on the committee. I never understood that was the end of it, but I think there is such a list, or was. I don't know where it is. Secondly, there is the PMB directions, which we're still waiting to hear from, which may affect what we do. If it's limited to no more than 11, if 11 people have already signed up, if we're going to accept that, which I don't think I'd be inclined to do, then that's the end of the discussion. John is right. But what are we going to do? What's going on? Do we need a motion now or what?
No.
No? I mean, what does that mean? I don't know what we're... Honestly, I'm not going to be
difficult.
This
was a suggestion of how to begin the formation of the...
Yes, I understand. It's on the agenda.
It's an older agenda. I don't just have
to... I understand it's on the agenda, and I understand what the item on the agenda is. My question is, have we reached an agreement on how this committee is to be people? If so, how did we reach that? Where was I when that
meeting? Michael Novick has the answer.
We haven't yet reached an agreement.
Good.
I think Ted will probably read the PNB directive, and this meeting can determine the size of the committee.
And who's on it.
And who's on it.
Okay.
And it's open to non-LSB members under the PNB guidelines. So we could consider people who are not members of the LSB who want to be on it.
All right.
Although only the LSB would vote.
Thank you.
The list that he was talking about, the little about the coffee, it had nine names on it, and they were all along LSB members. I don't think there was any sign up for that. So it's already nine.
Not already nine. There's nine on the list.
Can
you read those into the...
Do you have the names right here? Yeah.
You take the mic.
And then we signed up.
If you take the mic, maybe Doug Singer is also added to.
Okay, go ahead.
John Wigner, Bert Malansky, Project Anderson, John Comshaw, Michael Novick, Ariana Gladney, Rodrigo R. Detta, and Anthony Andro.
Those are the nine names.
Those are the names on the list.
There was a statue.
I'm just curious about the inclusion of people outside of the LSC, if we possibly properly notice that they are now included, because there are several people that I know that would like to be part of the process, but I didn't know to tell them. It's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah. Because they've got a minute on the agenda today.
So I don't think we can actually conduct an election on anybody because it has to be noticed. Right, Lynn?
Well, if we, I think we would save time if we listen to the reading of the PMB motion. And the PMB motion has been passed since last year, so everybody knows that there are going to be listeners. Everybody knew that there were going to be staff people.
But can you please use the microphone?
Okay, so I'm just recommending that we read the PMB motion.
Okay.
That outlines this, and we would save a little bit of time. Okay. And I'll be a little bit clearer, but we've all had this motion since last year. We've read it repeatedly. It's been on numerous agendas. We all knew that there were going to be listeners. I agree that the listeners, have, other than those in attendance, have not been privy to that. That would not preclude electing the LSC members who were privy to everything and have joined at different times. I joined at the governance committee. I signed on to the list as did Lauren. Okay.
So, Ted, if you could read it, that would help. Were you going to be the motion?
Yes, at the April 17th LSB meeting, a motion on PD search committee was passed and included an amendment that said the following. At the next LSB meeting, there shall be an election to populate the program director search committee. That amendment passed, and then the amended motion passed, but it, this was on April 17th.
It was not gotten to at the last meeting on the agenda. I'm going to read the motion.
Thank you.
Okay. The Pacific Foundation Program Director Search Process. Whereas Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 3, Specific Powers and Duties, Section E, of the bylaws reads, quote, to screen and select a pool of candidates for the position of a station program director, from which pool of approved candidates the station's general manager shall hire the station's program director. The LSB may appoint a special subcommittee for this purpose, end quote. No objection. Be it hereby resolved that the following steps shall be taken in sequence in order to conduct an approved search for a candidate to fill an open position. All references below to quote-unquote national office specifically indicate that national HR worker, if one is in place or if not, the ED, no question. One, whereas LSB creates a search subcommittee, the LSB shall specify in the motion which creates it, which of the procedures it intends to delegate. Such a subcommittee shall include a minimum of 7 and a maximum of 11 members consisting of LSB members, including paid and unpaid staff members, and may also include non-LSB listener members and non-LSB staff members. Names, email addresses, and phone numbers of all subcommittee members shall be sent to the national office. No objection. 2. The PMB Personnel Committee shall provide a copy of the job description, candidate evaluation criteria, and, for non-LSB members of a created subcommittee, a confidentiality agreement to be executed by the subcommittee's second meeting. No objection. 3. The LSB or its subcommittee shall arrange through the National Office for Publication and ad in venues reaching diverse communities per FCC and EEO guidelines, and the ad shall be placed within 7 days of the request. The ad budget shall be set by the GM and LSB. In addition, an ad shall be posted at the station's premises, on its website and airwaves, and in its e-newsletter or other publications. Application period shall be 30 to 45 days, and applications shall be submitted to a central location in the national office and then distributed in their entirety via email to the LSB or its subcommittee and the GM. No objection. 4. The LSB or its subcommittee shall create a timeline not to exceed 6 months to complete its work, including meetings, rankings, interviews, and reports at each LSB meeting. The timeline shall include a meeting at which the subcommittee shall receive training from the National Office on laws and rules concerning the hiring process. The LSB or subcommittee may or may not arrange a meeting of the qualified candidate finalists with the paid and unpaid staff. No objection. 5. All LSB or subcommittee meetings regarding the hiring process shall be noticed to the public and held according to the open meeting provisions of the Pacifica bylaws. No objection. Number 6. To assure equal treatment of all candidates, each interview round shall be conducted by the same method, for example, phone or in-person, etc. No objection. Number 7. The LSB or its subcommittee shall formulate a list of standard interview questions for all candidates. No objection. Number 8. The LSB or its subcommittee shall decide on its pool between 3 and 5 and rankings of recommended candidates using single transferable voting, with LSB or subcommittee members strongly encouraged to write a brief explanation of their vote. No objection. Number 9. If, as the 6-month mark of the subcommittee's existence approaches, it appears that the subcommittee will not complete its work, the LSB may reaffirm the subcommittee and extend its term or reconstitute using the same process articulated in number 1 above. There's no objection. Number 10.
How much longer is this?
In the case of the search subcommittee, it shall write a final public report explaining the process it went through in its search recommendations, and shall also submit a confidential appendix to the LSB containing the names and rankings of its recommended pool members between 3 and 5, along with any explanations written by subcommittee members of their votes. With no objection. 11. If no subcommittee is created, the LSB shall prepare a public report as described above and a confidential appendix to the GM containing the names and rankings of its recommended pool members between 3 and 5, along with any explanations written by LSB members of their votes. No objection. 12. If the selection is made by a subcommittee, the LSB shall, in executive session, discuss and vote on whether to accept the candidate pool and rankings as presented by the subcommittee, or may revisit the pool of qualified candidates or review the process. No objection. And last number 13, as per Article 7, Section 3E of the Pacifica Bylaws, the General Manager shall make the final decision regarding which individual from the pool shall be offered the position. Said decision shall be made and reported to the LSB within a month of receipt of the LSB's recommendation.
Excuse me, point of information. Yeah, I wonder if you'd reread those three sentences in there that are, and I'm not being facetious, you're going to have to do the whole thing. But there's only three sentences in there that are germane to our job tonight. Let me finish. I don't waste my energy. Don't do it while I'm talking. The point is simply this. Tonight, our only thing on the agenda, as far as I know, is not ranking candidates, not publishing in the newspaper for candidates. The only thing that's on the agenda tonight is selecting a program, a director search committee. And the question that I asked originally was hard for me to follow, so I'm just asking as a point of information, if you'd read again those sentences somewhere around point 2 or 3 that talk about the composition of the committee. Okay, I know it's limited to 7 to 11, and I want you to read again, if you would, how many of them are supposed to be paid staff, unpaid staff, how many of them are supposed to or can be members of the listening public, because that's what we have to determine tonight. All the rest of that is, well, we don't have to do any of the rest of the things tonight.
The rest of it also, for those that are being nominated, a list of responsibilities for the end of the process.
I understand that.
So,
I understand.
Madam Chair, point of order. Where are we on this? What are we doing here? Are we still approving the agenda?
I have no.
We are on item number 4, the community
information. I know we're actually doing the agenda. I was unaware that we had approved
the agenda. They're pulling away all the time.
Before 8.
All right. So the relevance of reading the entire motion, to be clear, is that number 1, the bylaws give the LSB a choice. The entire LSB can act as the committee if it chooses to. Okay? So you have to read all of the safeguards and all of the information that we will get as an LSB if we appoint a subcommittee. Okay, so that's number 2. So the very first thing we do is we need to codify the fact that we are appointing a subcommittee, if that's what I think most of us, if not all, are interested in doing, but we don't have to. The entire LSB can do it. And so that's very important. The process so that we feel comfortable about assigning it to a subcommittee is the rest of the motion lets us know that we will be getting regular reports, that we will be getting A, B, C, and D throughout the whole motion, so that everybody doesn't feel like everybody has to join this meeting. So that is the relevance of the entire motion. And so the first thing is to decide that. Then the second thing is how many are going to be on the committee. It's what John has proposed as the process, basically.
20 minutes.
You know,
7 or 11,
etc. And
then
go from there. Just go through
the motion. That's it. I understand that. But then could you let us know, again, that this is about what the committee will consist of if we delegate it, so that I'm aware of how I might want to vote tonight? I mean, that's just a few sentences. Could that be read?
It's number 5.
It's a number 5.
It's a number.
I question. Apparently, you're kidding.
Jim, this is not a private conversation. Please use the microphone.
Michael.
Well, if you look for it, there were no specific numbers designated for staff. The shall include
pay
and unpaid staff. It doesn't give a number. I've been writing a motion here.
Just as a point of information, I confirmed that our good member here, Israel Boyer, has been on the committee before.
And so Lydia, too. And Lydia.
So
two of us.
We have had non-LSU members on this committee. I think it's basically the same as we've had before.
I've been on a committee, a certain committee.
The subcommittee shall include a minimum of 7 and a maximum of 11 members, consisting of LSB members, including paid and unpaid staff members, and may also include non-LSB listener members and non-LSB staff members.
Yes, the committee has already been constituted. Here's the motion that was passed on April 17th. The LSB shall constitute and populate a new program director search committee in compliance with the PD search process outlined by the Pacifica National Board and launch a renewed search for a permanent KPFJ program director. Further resolved that in accordance with past practice and current policy, the PDSC shall conduct non-personnel, non-confidential parts of its process, purposes such as criteria to be used in evaluating candidates, about where and how to advertise the opening, with transparency and public input, consistent with the program director's job description. At the next LSB meeting, there shall be an election to populate the P&D search committee. Resolved that the LSB established the PD search committee of 11 members to advertise for, divide an entity process and a narrow pool of possible candidates for the position of program director, and submit a ranked list of 5 applicants for the approval of the LSB as a whole. The LSB retains final authority to submit the list of 3 to 5 applicants to the general manager according to the PMD resolution.
Be it further resolved that three of the 11 positions be reserved for interested listeners and staff who are not in the LSV, and that these openings be noted to the public on the website and on air so that listeners and staff can apply and be selected next month subject to all confidentiality requirements.
I second that. Thank you, Michael. I second that.
What's the motion?
What
are
you just read?
I also have a program director search committee list of 11 members. Anderson, Antrim, Arbeta, Blair, Condon, Cromshaw, Gladney, Graywell, Novick, Pride, and Miner. So my, that's the list I have, and they have been updated since you got the email.
There's no nominations, but that's not the committee.
No, I know, but I just,
because
somebody...
John,
Preston,
you signed up at governing committee.
Yeah, so did I, John.
I would
just say that we have been meeting... We've been meeting for several months as a new LSD, and we are yet to have a committee. This is one more delay. So I would recommend that we move forward. We have five LSD members and four unpaid staff members. We can add, if we want, two other members from the public, and we have our committee of 11, and I think the committee should get to work. It is the business of the committee to select a permanent program director, and we are delaying unnecessarily by moving forward with another, yet another motion.
We need to decide which list to use, because there's 11 here with me not on it. There's a list of 9, and there's a list of 5 with 4 ways to be added.
No, I have a list, the same list that the same list
that's
the same price.
That's not
the excuse me, I am speaking now, not with additional input. I'm just saying that the list that I have, as Steve Pride read, has 5 LSD members who are not staff members and 4 unpaid staff. That's the list I have.
Chair, point of order. I'd like to say the motion has been seconded. I take Mr. Consul Marks as against the motion. I'd like to motivate the motion. I'm in favor of the motion to have that motion entertained at this time. If Mr. Crenshaw doesn't agree with the motion, then of course he could do the respectful thing and vote against it.
Do you agree with
it? I thought there was a discussion period.
Okay. The only problem I have is I have no problem at all with the list of LSD people. Certainly approve that, but Michael, I believe you're motion for the general public members needs to be known before their staff, or because I know several people who have
that which has been bubbling here for a while, but the public has not yet been notified that they have a right. The listeners have not been notified they have a right to be on this committee, and that's why I think Michael's motion is proper, that we can't fill at least those 4 spots. If we pass his motion in terms of the composition, we can't fill those 4 spots tonight. Excuse me, 3 spots. We can't fill those 3 spots tonight if we're really serious about it, unless we announce it to our listeners and give them a chance to nominate themselves and come back before us and be voted on. So that's why I supported the motion.
My apologies if this is a way to come up. I have a question regarding staff members joining this committee. How do we make sure that we don't have a conflict of interest? And what I mean is that we might have staff members who will be selecting their own managers. They might be working for the PD. So when we have staff members who are part of the committee, there's a conflict of interest. What do we do about that?
We've no case
stand.
Lydia?
We'll just have the comment before there's a vote.
This issue was dealt with at the time that the bylaws were written. It's the 4 LSD that is the good paid and unpaid staff that votes for the ultimate recommendation. It's still advisory.
And there is no question that, when they were writing the bylaws, that most attorneys advise us against having staff on boards, and it's very unusual because of the conflict, but it is part of our bylaws, so it is allowed. But I do have a question about that to Michael. Michael, are the three positions that you're saying can be listener and staff, is that over and above the staff reps on the LSD? Or is that in the that's my question.
That's consistent with the B&B. We moved to eight members from our own ranks.
Okay.
So we're picking eight now.
Yes.